appreciate with a fiddle tune, but this time it's a song. So two pieces from John Rochman and the Jaybirds featuring Trisha Gagnon and both of them, and they sound like this.
When the swans return to our cornfield in winter, and snow caps the mountains that surround, you know by this I'm on my way to you now. Dearest friend, I'm homeward bound. And if you see the white lilac blooming in springtime, and sweet perfume fills the night air, and prayers each night.
I'm on my way to you, love. It doesn't matter why, 'cause there's fire on the mountain. We gotta run for our life. We've lived here 30 years, watched our children grow. It's so hard now to leave and let our homestead go. We gather up our treasures of new and of old, but these memories we made here in our hearts will hold.
John Roshman and the Jaybirds with Tricia Gagnon singing lead in those songs that she'd written. They have a great sound. They're a sort of bluegrassy sound, aren't they? But also a sort of folky sound, and maybe it's just a Canadian sound of music. All good music. I love it. Next song is an interesting one. I've never heard a song before that's written about a pair of shoes, but this Tim O'Brien album, Traveller, has a picture on the front of a pair of black and white sneakers, just like that. And the first track is one called Kelly Joe's Shoes. And that's got to be an intriguing name for a bluegrass song. And it's a lovely story. It's all about how he got given a pair of shoes from Kelly Joe and took them travelling with him, and they've been all over the world. It's a great song from Tim O'Brien, and we're going to play it now.
I have a friend lives up in Portland. I stayed there with him one time. He had a new pair of high top sneakers. Didn't fit him, but they fitted me fine. I laced up his Converse sneakers. We drove down the California line. After we played a little gig in Chico, he headed home, he left me behind. He said, take these shoes and be on your way. It looks like you got traveling to do. Come back and see me some other day. Tell me all about where they took you to. Tell me all about where they took you to. Those black Chuck Taylors, the finest shoe has never been worn. I can see where I've been in the color fade, and I can see what I learned with the frayed and worn. I walked off the tread on the concrete pavement of London and Dublin and New York town. I shook out the sand from the ocean beaches. I left it on the floor of an airport lounge. Said, take these shoes and be on your way. It looks like you got traveling to do. Come back and see me some other day. Tell me all about where they took you to. Tell me all about where they took you to. Today it rained at the Bluegrass Festival. Squishy squashing through the fields all day. I rinsed them out in the cool lake water. I washed that mountain mud away. Now I'm sitting in a friendly kitchen. The wind outside, it howls and blows. I let them dry by a cozy fire and warm my soaked and wrinkled toes. He said, take these shoes and be on your way. It looks like you got traveling to do. Come back and see me some other day. Tell me all about where they took you to. Tell me all about where they took you to. These are shoes that like to travel. No telling where they'll take me to. Still not done scratching gravel. Still gotta show me a thing or two. Take these shoes and be on your way. It looks like you got traveling to do. Come back and see me some other day. Tell me all about where they took you to. Tell me all about where they took you to. Up in Portland, I stayed there with him one time. He had a new pair of high top sneakers, didn't fit him, but they fit me fine.
Oh, isn't that a neat song? It's got some great lines in it. And take these shoes and tell me where they take you to. Oh, I just think that's an excellent song, and it's got a real groovy rhythm there, as Tim O'Brien has wanted to do with some of his songs. Sounds great. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand. And I'm glad you've tuned in. You might be listening on one of the access radio stations in New Zealand. There's a whole bunch of them. Comes out of Hamilton, of course, on Free FM, but it also airs on the Raglan Community Station, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, lots of places in New Zealand. You can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass in some odd times of the day and night that this show turns up. And also we have a deal with some Canadian stations, and the show comes to you from CFPX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Southern, and then in Prince George in British Columbia, and then in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Lots of places you can listen on the radio. And, of course, a big shout-out to all the people that tune in on their podcasts. Every week, lots of people, and I know many of you write to me at Paul Trenwith, that either care of the station's the best idea. Just go to the Free FM webpage and it'll always get to me. But you might be listening on Free FM or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, a whole bunch of different ways you can listen. And I'm delighted to be able to accompany you in your daily walks and motorbike rides and in your workshops and salons and different places where you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. And I love playing some of these songs to you. I'm going to play a song from Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. This is my band that I played with for many, 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 many years. Alan Rhodes is a great guitarist and lead singer. He's singing lead on this one. It's a live recording made in 1970 at the Wynyard Tavern in Auckland, which was a place where they had music frequently, folk music, bluegrass music and things like that. And we did a live recording there, and David Calder on mandolin and tenor vocals, Lindsay Bedoni on bass, Colleen Bain, she was then, on fiddle, and then Paul Treadworth, that's me, on banjo, and it's a Mike Nesmith tune. We heard it done by the Monkees, and we thought that would make a great bluegrass tune, and it's one called Good Clean Fun, and I have no idea why it's called that. I'm sure they could have come up with a better name, but that name sort of stuck. It's a working title, I guess, and here's Good Clean Fun from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
There's a smile on the wind as it touches my face and starts to erase all the gloom. And the sun with a kiss begins to dismiss the memory of my life without you. Oh, it seems like yesterday that my path took me away, although I know it's been at least a year. Time alone has brought me even closer to you, dear. And this plane gets closer every minute I look down to a watch that keeps looking back at me. And it says to me, be patient, son, you waited this long. How can I be strong? Son, you've waited this long. How can I be strong? Now the plane is firing down and the engine has stopped their sound. I look into the crowd and there you stand. And the gap that once was time has forever closed behind. I told you I'd come back and here I am. Yes, I told you I'd come back and here I am. Oh, I told you I'd come back and here I am.
Oh, it's good listening to that again. I hadn't remembered that ending. We were all the boom, 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 boom on different chords, and it sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? We'll have to have another go at that again. Alan's lying low. He's just had some back surgery. So if he's listening to this, I hope he doesn't jump around and disrupt his surgical attempts to repair his back there. But he was a great singer and a great guitarist, always drove the band with a strong rhythm playing. Let's hear from Sawmill Road again, The Last Train to Dixie.
Standing at the station, suitcase in my hand. My bags are packed and my eyes are on the rail up ahead. Waiting for the train, it's gonna take me away. Back to the country, Lord, it's where I'm gonna stay. Holds out its hands to me while I'm waiting on the last train to Dixie. This is my last chance to go back where I belong. I haven't got a dime, but I'm going home. This cold northern life just isn't for me. I'm waiting on the last train to Dixie. Freedom of my childhood days, where we lived in the midst of the mountains in our simple country ways. See, this northern city can't compare to the south. Folks up here don't know
things I can't believe. That's why I'm waiting on the last train to Dixie. This is my last chance, go back where I belong. I haven't got a dime, but I'm going home. This cold northern life just isn't for me. I'm waiting on the last train to Dixie.
That is some seriously fast playing there for Sawmill Road, and lovely clean banjo playing by Dick Brown. Just lovely. Well, we seem to be having a bit of a theme. The next song I've got selected is the Spinney Brothers going down to Charleston. So their last train to Dixie, maybe they're catching the last train to Dixie down to Charleston, but you never know. This is how the song goes anyway.
Charleston, going down to stay, gonna see my darling little Laura May. The sweetest of all flowers blooming there today, the beauty of the Southland, my little Laura May. Going down to Charleston, going down to stay. And I thought I would stay. City lights were calling, calling my name. Soon I missed the Southland, I missed it every day. Soon I missed my darling, my little Laura May. Going down to Charleston, going down to stay. Gonna see my darling, little Laura May. The sweetest of all flowers blooming there today. The beauty of the Southland, my little Laura May. Beside me, beside me every day, my little wife do love me, my little Laura May. Going down to Charleston, going down to stay, gonna see my darling, little Laura May. The sweetest of all flowers blooming there today, the beauty of the Southland, my little Laura May. Going down to stay, gonna see my darling little Laura May. The sweetest of all flowers blooming there today, a beauty of the Southland, my little Laura May. Going down to Charleston, going down to stay.
Like some rattlingly good bluegrass just to finish off the show there. Thanks very much for tuning in. I really appreciate you listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and hope you're enjoying some of my selections and my comments about the songs. We'll take it out with Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice just as a duet, playing a classic tune, the Tennessee Blues. Tune in again next week, same time, same place if you can. Thanks very much. Bye.
Can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Is Bird Note. Molly Adams founded the Feminist Bird Club to try to make birding safer and more inclusive.
Birders who are Black, visibly disabled, and queer are going to face challenges while birding that cisgender, able-bodied white people do not. And our goal is to reduce these obstacles.
Along with co-author Sydney Golden Anderson, Molly wrote a book titled Birding for a Better World that welcomes newcomers to birding and offers ways to make events more inclusive and accessible.
We hope that this book encourages organizers to consider what needs they might not already be meeting and find ways to accommodate them. Throughout the book, you'll see a lot of suggestions from other birding organizations and ways that organizers can look to their own members and other groups in their community.
The book also debunks some myths that can scare people away from birding, Sydney says.
Birding does not necessarily mean bird walk. In fact, you don't have to walk at all while birding. Birding is for all people of all ages and abilities. You don't have to have fancy equipment to begin birding. And yes, you're a birder, even if you're a beginner.
What's more, Sydney says that birding can help improve our world.
Birding with mindfulness can be a profoundly healing practice that can help one redevelop a sense of interconnectivity with nature, how to just be there and coexist and do so in a way that's sustainable and gentle and careful and reciprocal.
Learn more about the book on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jonice Franklin.
Margaret Cho, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University.
You're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting on the unceded Coast Salish territories. We're Simon Fraser University Campus Radio. This is Jen LaFranc. and the show is on the tracks. I'll be on the air for the next couple of hours, so stay with me if you can. I hope I can introduce you to some